June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We got Bruce Bochy coming up at 12:30. Also in the noon o'clock hour, our Bryan Adams, the singer, ticket giveaway. Right now, we're going to go with something baseball again because we have Bruce Bochy coming up at 12:30. And The Athletic did their player poll, their player anonymous poll. And this obviously stood out. Which manager, aside from your own, would you most like to play for? Now, we're going to get to the answer in just a second. But what I'm also concerned about is I don't know if The Athletic didn't have time to get these logos, but like Gabe Kapler with the Marlins, Derek Shelton with the Pirates, they don't have the logo. Maybe it's because they got canned, I guess, and this poll took place before that.
All right.
But yeah, some of the logos are missing, and I was just curious, like, is it because of that, or is it because they're like, oh, we don't have time?
Yeah, they have Bud Black on there.
Yeah.
And they got the Colorado Rockies logo, but he's not the Rockies manager anymore.
See, it's confusing. All right. Bruce Bochy is the number one manager in all of baseball that people would want to play for besides their own manager, ahead of Terry Francona. A couple of blurbs, a lot of championships, another player. I like old school style.
He's a fun guy to play for and has so much experience that you can't do anything but learn from him.
I love it.
And he can catch some fish and a baseball barehanded. Unlike Jared.
That's... That's true.
It was a really good catch by Bochy.
Yes.
I wonder if Jared will have the conversation with Bochy about that. If Bochy will be like, hey, I saw that video.
Yeah, that's a good question. Now, which manager, aside from your own, would you not want to play for? Bud Black was the winner, but he got fired. So
Here's something interesting to me, because he got four votes for, but he got four. Ron Washington also got four votes for not wanting to play for him.
Oh.
And I don't know exactly why that would be. I'm curious to know what players don't like Ron Washington and for what reason.
Some like him because of the swearing. Others do not. Now, Alec, I'm gonna ask you this question. Which organizations do you think have really good reputations among the players and really bad reputations among the players?
Good reputations. I'll start there. I would say I feel like the Yankees are up there.
Yankees are second on the list of the players that responded, and not every player responded to every single franchise. They got 40 thumbs up and only 3 thumbs down. They are second.
Well, good for them. How about the Dodgers?
The Dodgers are far and away number one. They have 82 thumbs up and 0 thumbs down.
That's all your home games right there.
Yeah. I mean, if I got all of the money like they give to everybody on the face of planet Earth.
Good point. Then I'd vote thumbs up for them too.
Yeah. Yeah. If they were giving me $1 billion, even if it is deferred over 60 years, I'm still happy.
But also, don't you think those players like how maybe they've upped the salary ceiling across MLB?
Oh, absolutely.
And they're like, hey, I didn't get paid by them, but they helped me get a $3 million raise with my team.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
All right. What about the flip side? What about the worst teams?
Majors. Thinking White Sox.
I feel like them and the Rockies.
They're the second and third worst teams. The Rockies, only third worst, tied with the Marlins. 0 thumbs up votes. I want to say that again. Zero thumbs up votes. Dang. And both the Marlins and the Rockies got 25 thumbs down.
There's another team then that's worse?
Yeah. Well, the White Sox got zero thumbs up and 31 thumbs down. Now think this over carefully. If it's not the Marlins, Rockies, or White Sox, who is the worst?
What other team plays in a minor league park right now?
Oh, well, there's two.
Yeah, but what other? What
it is one of them. One of them that people feel pretty okay about.
Huh.
Which one played in a dump for the longest time?
So it's the A's.
See, I think that answers the same. I think same. Tampa Bay's park was a dump. But you make a fair point. It is the Athletics. They got zero thumbs up and 39 thumbs down.
And I just pointed out that I think they're last in attendance. And I think they were last in attendance even at the old stadium.
Okay. But let me ask you this. Is it more hurtful as a team to be the worst, or literally nobody cares about you? All right, so I told you that the Dodgers had 82 votes. They were all positive. The A's, even though they were all negative, they did get 39 votes. In terms of player engagement and what they responded to, the Diamondbacks, Orioles, Brewers, and Nationals all got one vote. They found one player who had an opinion about their organization. Would that hurt your feelings more to know you're the worst, but people know it? Or I forgot you were in Major League Baseball.
I forgot you were in Major League Baseball.
That's what I think too. That's hurtful.
Did you read the things they said about the A's?
No, go ahead. I bet they're
here are the things tremendous. They said about the A's. Because they're cheap.
Sure.
They're going to be playing in Sacramento. And I had a buddy who was traded to the A's as a minor leaguer. He went to Oakland and said the way they were fed, the places they stayed, were just not good.
I mean,
because they're cheap is the first one. Oh, the Rockies, they're not trying to win, is what one player said.
Look, that's really hard to argue against. And then they fired the manager as if that's his fault. So, what about the Rangers? Do you feel like Major League Baseball holds a generally favorable, unfavorable, or indifferent view of the Rangers?
I think it's pretty favorable. I think players, especially now that they have a roof.
Okay.
Now that they have a roof, I think more people, we've talked about pitchers coming here and you didn't have to trade for them. You could actually sign free agents. So
the Rangers are eighth on the list. It goes Dodgers, Yankees, Braves, Cubs, Guardians, Mets. And then the Red Sox and the Rangers. Rangers, 14 thumbs up from players, zero thumbs down from any of the players. So, pretty, as you said, pretty favorable opinion. It's a great point. I don't know why Alec looks confused. Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Thumbs up and thumbs down.
All right. Now we go with the players. Which player in all of baseball do you most like to watch play?
I feel like it's got to be Ohtani.
Does it?
Trout? Because you only get to see him a few times a year.
Oh, Mike Trout, I think, is tied for seventh on the list.
Oh.
Jacob DeGrom, tied with Fernando Tatis for ninth on the list. Do you also think it's Ohtani, Alec?
Yeah.
Ohtani, far and away, number one. He got twice as many votes as Bobby Witt Jr., who was second. So good for him.
Dude, Bobby Witt Jr. being that high up is pretty impressive.
Absolutely. So it goes Shohei Ohtani, Bobby Witt Jr., Ronald Acuna Jr., Ellie De La Cruz, and Mookie Betts. Those are your top five.
That top four is pretty awesome.
Yeah. Fun.
I'm actually surprised Judge isn't a little higher.
Me too. Personally,
but
right
people
now,
hate the Yankees.
I would have Aaron Judge number one.
We hate the Yankees.
Yeah.
We all
that's
do.
That's true. But that's just part of like how ridiculous he's been right
and
now.
And I know this is very similar to the Chiefs. When will the Dodgers wear people out? And I think this year, whenever they got everything, you were just like, well, come on, dude. Yeah. But for the most part, evil empire on the East Coast, lovable guys, lovable surfers on the West Coast.
Yeah. Bro, hang loose and win a World Series. All right. What hitter would you least want to face in Game 7 of the World Series? So, this is for the pitchers. Which hitter would you least want to pitch to in Game 7 of the World Series?
I have a few. Aaron Judge recently said that, or Juan Soto recently said Aaron Judge is the best hitter in baseball.
Do you factor in his playoff struggles?
But for me, Freddie Freeman was, you saw what he did in the World Series.
For sure.
And Yordan Alvarez is just, I don't want to pitch to that guy. Okay. I don't want to throw anything close to him. So for me, it would be one of those two guys.
Okay. Alec, you're a pitcher. Who would you least want to pitch against in Game 7 of the World Series?
Ooh. I feel like Freddie Freeman.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah, so I agree with that. I said Freeman or Alvarez.
Because I'm thinking, I know that's recency bias there, but I mean, homer take is Adolis Garcia because it feels like he shows up at all the right moments. Maybe not right now. But yeah, it's really all the top power hitters in Major League Baseball right now. I think Yordan Alvarez is a good sleeper pick just because, again, a guy who doesn't really play a lot.
I do not believe Adolis Garcia got a vote. I'm looking at it.
Okay. Which makes sense. It makes sense.
What crap is this list?
Sorry. Didn't you just say you wanted to trade him like 30 minutes ago?
I told you that was 2 days ago.
Okay. Now he's good. I want you to tell Boach that.
And somebody said Corey Seager. Duh. Do you not remember what happened?
Yeah. So Corey Seager, unfortunately, it does not look like he got a vote either.
What? This is ridiculous. Major League players have no respect for the Rangers.
Neither one of you Nimrods voted for them either.
We're not Major League players.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Yordan Alvarez and Freddie Freeman were tied for fourth with Mookie Betts and Jose Ramirez. Top three.
Okay. All right.
Juan Soto won.
Oh, yeah. Makes sense.
One vote ahead of Shohei Ohtani. And then Aaron Judge is third. I have to think that Aaron Judge's postseason struggles are the reason why he's not number one.
Regular
on this
season,
list.
The dude is
untouchable.
The best hitter on the planet. Agreed. And it seems like in past, it's been that way for him. And Juan Soto, he was dominant with the Nationals too. You know, like he was a big part of that.
He's
so I get
an excellent hitter for sure. All right, now you're a hitter. Which pitcher would you least want to face at the plate?
In
okay,
that's I mean everybody's been lucky he hasn't been there the last.
Jacob DeGrom
years.
Is tied for seventh.
What? Are there other pitchers? I don't think there are any other pitchers.
As I just said, he's tied for seventh. That means there are six pitchers ahead of him.
Name one.
Paul Skeens.
Oh. See, all right, Paul Skeens is my guess.
Paul Skeens is tied for...
Walked him right into
Paul
it.
Skeens is tied for third. Checkmate. You what? Said name one ahead of him, so I did. I didn't tell you number one, though.
Does Aroldis Chapman count?
Aroldis Chapman is actually tied with Paul Skeens, Zach Wheeler.
You gotta throw 100.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 GO Men's T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
103 at your hip. That's why I'm afraid of
Duran from the Twins. All of those people are tied in that group for third, which means, Alec, there are two higher. Who would you be most fearful of to face as a hitter in Game 7 of the World Series?
My mind goes to Tarek Skubal.
Tarek Skubal.
Good guess.
Is second on the list. I'm proud of you guys for being really good at this. Thanks, you're the man. Dallas Stars of this list. You keep coming really close, but you don't quite get the ultimate prize. Who is Chris Sale?
I was going to say, so we're like the Cowboys. We have to pay full price.
Okay.
We can't get anything on sale.
No, I get what you're
David
saying.
David Price is not a good playoff pitcher, by the way.
Remember we owned David Price for the longest time. So Chris Sale is number one on the list. All right. You guys have time for hopefully at least one more question?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you in favor of robot umpires. I don't know why I said it like that.
Robo.
Calling balls and strikes. Your answer options are yes, no, or I'm not sure.
I think they will say yes.
Because Boach is in favor of this.
And if and all the players want to play for Boach.
That's a good point.
That's right.
That's pretty solid logic.
I'd say yeah. I'd say they're in favor of it.
Okay. Shockingly enough, yes finished third.
Huh.
Out of the options. 17%, 17.2% said yes. 19.4% said I don't know. And 63.4% of players said no. One player, I hate it. Another one, absolutely not. Another one laughed at the idea. Another one, it has proven ineffective in AAA and everywhere they tested it. I don't actually know if I agree with that assessment at all.
Wow.
But so
this isn't very interesting to me.
So almost 2/3 of the players say no. And of the other players, only half of them say yes. The other half are like, I don't know.
Yeah. That's very interesting. So they shouldn't do it. If the players don't want it, the only people that are upset then are the people that aren't playing the game.
And Boach?
Well, he's not playing the game.
Whoa.
I mean, he's mentally playing the chess match of it all.
You should tell him that.
That's what I said. Only the people that aren't on the field playing the game
All right. Is
what I meant by that.
I would like to address the procedural rules of the show. I would like to cede my questions during the Bruce Bochy interview to Corey Majors, as long as they include, you're not playing the game.
That's not a question. That's just a statement.
All right. Well, you can make statements.
Why aren't you playing the game?
And also, so 2 days ago, I wanted to trade Adolis. Now I might not. Your thoughts?
You know, 2 days ago, I asked the question about trading Adolis. It didn't mean I want. What did my notes say? I gotta go back and see what
right.
Those
so
say.
I just
are you embarrassed?
If you can follow those question statements, I will gladly cede all of my time to Corey Majors in the Bruce Bochy interview and be like, "Hey, what's up, Boach? Corey's got this today."
I'm done.
Take it away, Corey. We're the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus another choose your own adventure for what we're going to talk about in the world of sports next on The Fan.
It's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the Pride of Mansfield, Texas, 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. Plus, got another choose your own path of sports topics to discuss that we will get to here in just a little bit. And this segment was almost in the hands of God because Corey made a joke during the break and I almost got up and left and did not return. So just wanted y'all to know that this is a labor of love. This is truly for the people because after that one, I wanted to walk out. But if you want to know what it is, I bet Corey will text it to you. 877-881-1053. I don't even want to hear it again. So
I said it actually on my way out the door yesterday.
I did.
Two people I heard it.
Yeah, and I'd stayed at two because I didn't laugh at it. So the question of the day today, gentlemen, another one of those group chat discussions based off of just adulting, really. Mm-hmm. But I bet this could also apply to any kind of like childhood memories and whatnot. What's something in life that you're supposed to like, but you kind of hate it? 877-881-1053.
Oh, unnecessary graduations.
Ooh.
So,
I like this.
Like
kindergarten?
Yeah, Jess went to our niece's kindergarten graduation. I didn't go because we were working, but if we weren't working, I would request out of that because I think it's idiotic. And parents are like, oh my God, it's so great. And I'm like, good job. You know how to use scissors.
Yeah. You colored in between the lines.
Yeah. Like, I'm
what is so then which graduate is it only the high school one?
And even that.
What? High school graduation should be a significant thing. I mean, that one's important. Because not everybody can afford to go to college. That might be the last one.
That's fair.
That's why you give them the obelisk. That's what the kid really wants. All right? They don't want the party. They want you, at least with the adults.
$200 is not going to be enough to go to college.
No. I'm not saying that. Are people using that money to go to college? Are they like, that's my money?
Yeah, I'm going to buy parents. A TV and a DVD player.
Yeah, take the money that you spent on those decorations. Just give it to the kid. The kid wants to party with his friends anyway, not us. But look, as somebody who has had a high school graduate, of course we force them to go to the adult party because that's just how life works.
Huh.
Yeah, high school graduation, I'm good with that.
I like this from the 817. This guy hates graduations and Noah isn't even reading yet. You got a long way to go, man.
Oh, he's getting there.
Oh.
We're moving in the right direction.
That's good.
Potty training, more of a struggle.
Oh, that's not great. Majors, what's something in life that you're supposed to like, but you don't really like it?
I will say, like, I think I'm with Kevin on coming up with something for Father's Day.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily love the idea of coming up with something for myself. What do you want to do?
Yeah.
Ooh. I want to wake up and see where the day goes. Like, that's all making plans. So here's the thing, too. When we go on vacation, I am trying to plan so much,
right,
and have activities and things to do. And Adrian is like, sure, that sounds fun. Hmm. Whenever I'm outside of vacation, I don't care. Sure, that sounds fun.
Okay.
Doesn't it seem like I should be the opposite?
Is a little bit.
I should be more into planning and stuff, but it's only on vacation. I'm like, I don't want to waste a second of this because I only have 4 days of this. That's probably what it is.
Interesting.
That is interesting.
I also don't like putting lotion on myself.
Huh.
Don't like it.
What is that thing?
I feel some people like you're supposed to like that.
What's your beef against the lotion?
There's a layer that I can feel on my hands still.
What kind of lotion are you using?
I don't know. That stuff that Mike gave Kevin for licking his fingers.
It bothered him so much. And you know what's really weird? Because whether it's biting my fingernails or licking my fingers, if I was trying to get a piece of paper, he's like, you could never be a pitcher. And I'm like, sure, because of lots of reasons. I don't think the fingernails
scary
are
scary movies. That's it. That's Ooh. The one. You're supposed to like
I'm
scary
right
movies.
I'm right there with you.
I don't seek scary out movies. Scary movies
yeah,
ever.
I don't either. I was just thinking about this the other day because I think it was one of those, it was like a film account just posted like a clip from one of the Terrifier movies. And I'm like, people...
I've not seen those.
I saw the first one, and I think the second one, actually. And I watched those, and I'm just like, people enjoy this? Like, this is weird. You know? Some of the scenes in there, you're like, who thinks of this?
Yeah, and I don't like being... I don't like when something makes me jump. I'm watching a movie. No, that didn't work. But, like, you're watching a movie.
That might work. Sorry if anyone's driving and that scared me.
And the whole... Like,
I want to see the video of that.
Everything's getting very intense, and you're like, oh, my gosh. And then out of nowhere, something pops out, and you freak out.
Okay, so...
I don't enjoy it at all.
So you are like my wife in terms of... Not the scared part, but in terms of you haven't figured out the beats of a horror movie.
I do know.
I'm amazed when she's still surprised that somebody jumps out from the closet when they're like, let me look in really carefully. I'm like, okay, Jess, you got to know.
Trapped in the Closet wasn't a horror movie.
Oh, man.
Have you watched it yet, Alec?
Have not.
877-881-1053. Is Alec missing out if he doesn't watch Trapped in the Closet? Yes, I understand.
Shocking truth. Like, the first four or five episodes of that are just amazing.
Like, one thing that I will repeat this because it's probably going to stay the same forever. I am awful at keeping up with new shows and movies. So, if it's come out within the past 5 years, it's probably a good chance I haven't seen it. Because I just don't watch shows. Like, I watch live programming more than I do, like, series and movies and stuff.
Yeah.
And I hate it because people ask me that stuff all the time. Like, dude, you know, this episode of whatever show, like The Bear or something. I'm like, I've seen trailers.
Yeah. New season comes out at the end of the month, Alec.
Yeah, so I need to
no reason to tell you.
I need to get caught up on life, I guess. And I'm still amazed that Corey has beef with lotion. It's amazing because I use it daily and I smell amazing.
I know I should. I should.
Is that the feedback you've gotten along the way?
Yeah, oh, honestly, we have. Amazing. Yeah, a lot of people have said I smell good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever told somebody else that?
Yeah.
Who?
People.
Have you ever said to them while you're hugging them?
Yeah.
Have you ever said soon? Right, like as you're hugging them too.
Oh my god. Okay, so that's a callback to a list we did. I don't know, like a decade ago. That is in my head forever because Corey would say it so creepy. And he was like, the list was something like the worst things to say when you're hugging somebody. And one of them, Corey was like, mother said it would be like this. And he was so freaking creepy the way he did it.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You get that first hug and you're like, it's everything I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Like, no, I don't make it weird. It's just, I'm a fragrance guy. Like, I enjoy good smelling things. I'm not quite on the RJ Choppy level of candle hunting and loving, but like, I love good smelling things and I will make a good comment if it smells good. Yeah.
Stop it, Kev.
I didn't even do anything.
I know.
I'm not here Friday, so it's up to Jacob if that gets pulled and replayed or not. 877-881-1053. Things in life that you're supposed to like, but you don't quite like. I'm from the 214, my neighbors. I feel like that's something that you can relate to at least once in a while.
You know what? I'm glad that you said that. I have nothing against my neighbors. We just don't have a relationship.
That's fair.
And so the person who lives to the right of me, I had never met him. I met him on the day of my wedding. And the reason being is he had like a really high stone wall and it had collapsed. And so like a stone or two were into our driveway, but it wasn't problematic. It didn't like hit anything, but the wall had collapsed. And so me and Brandon walk over there and I was like, hey, how's it going? I live right next door. And he's like, oh yeah, nice to meet you. And I was like, hey, I'm really sorry to tell you that your stone wall back there has collapsed. And he's like, oh my gosh, is everything okay? And then he moved away. And I, like, I thought we were going to have a relationship. No, he did. Then he moved away.
I thought he was just like, oh, this stone wall, I got to go.
Yeah. And so he moved away. And I've just never really, as an adult, had close relationships with my neighbors.
See, I lived in the same house until I was like 20, 21, somewhere in that range. So my next door neighbor, my best friend, he lived there. So like that was always great. And then the house to the other side of us, it was like right when we would finally develop that relationship with said family, right, they would leave. They would move, you know? So it was like, I kind of just gave up at this point. So even in the neighborhood that we've been in for what, 3 or 4 years now, I know maybe two people in the whole neighborhood. You know, yep. I speak to them. I'll be like, hi, you know, whenever I'm outside or whatever, doing the yard work, I'll wave to people. I can't name a single person in my neighborhood except for our next door neighbors and the guy that called the cops on me one time. Story for a different day. But
found out my neighbor was an exotic dancer one time.
Oh.
At the place.
Oh.
Huh.
Yep.
I want to know more about this.
We were like, why don't you come over more often?
Yeah. Okay. I'm waiting for Kevin to make a choppy joke.
I'm just taking in how enjoyable this segment is.
Yeah, sure. From the 972, this is sad. My siblings.
Oh, sometimes I worry about that with Brandon and Noah because, you know, they're a generation apart. But
that's fair.
Like, at first, I don't think Brandon liked Noah because he said babies are weird and they don't really do anything. And it's like, yeah, I guess
Lucy, if you ask Lucy, hey, do you want to see this baby? She's like, ew, gross. And I was like, oh my gosh. She's like, get the baby away from me. And I was like, what? And she said, I didn't know why. I thought she was just jealous because it was around.
Yeah.
It turns out they poop in their diaper and she thinks that's gross.
Okay. I mean,
I appreciate
agreed.
That.
Agreed.
She's higher class.
Agreed.
That is beneath her. Okay. Choose your own adventure, guys. You get to pick. Do you want to hear about an amazing $13 parlay that could cash based on the NBA and Stanley Cup final?
That one.
The GOAT returning to a competitive sport, or MLB making a smart financial decision?
The one Kevin said he wanted.
I want the parlay.
Okay, so a bettor made a $13 parlay that is based on the NBA and NHL title series. Made this back some amount of months ago, according to the New York Post. His name is Drew Hirschman. Put $13 down on a five-leg parlay last year through DraftKings for a bunch of championships. Relied on the Liberty at plus 190, the Dodgers at plus 300, the Eagles at plus 1700, the Oilers at plus 850, and the Thunder at plus 850 for winning the next title. So that $13 parlay, if all legs cashed, would end up being $270,000, just under $271,000. So he has the option now to cash out at about half of that, at $135,000. He can hit that button right now for $135,000 today, or he can sweat this out to try to double his money if the Thunder and the Oilers win their respective championship series. What would you do?
I would cash out. I like the Thunder a lot. We talked about this yesterday or the day before. I think the Oilers just realized the different level of physicality on this. And so I would cash out. I understand the pride that comes along with I got it all. But also I want that $135,000.
It's a lot of money.
I'm cashing out.
Yeah, I'll cash out too. I'll take $135,000 free dollars.
That feels like a no-brainer, especially on a $13 play.
If the Oilers were up 2-1, would you go for it then?
Yeah, the ego kicks in at that point. I'm sticking it out.
Okay. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Who is your dark horse NFL MVP candidate? And has Corey's shift to the Eagles gone even further? All of it next right here on The Fan.
Throws it up the sideline.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, what say we go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy?
Dip!
Dip it, rip it.
Alec, I'm sorry I'm going to have to bring this to your attention.
Oh.
I know you think Corey is great.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. He's done a lot of great things on this show.
By the way, our friends from Abbott's Frozen Custard have just brought up a bunch of frozen custard for us.
Oh, man.
Do you ever think that G-Bag folks are listening and they're like, I need to get up there early?
Yes.
Okay.
They hear that we got stuff here and they're like, oh, man, I need to go get that stuff. Frozen custard is amazing and Abbott's is amazing, too.
I don't dispute any of that, but don't try to change the subject.
Just trying to win you
over. Yesterday, Corey loved the Philadelphia Eagles owner. For good reason, I'll admit.
Yes,
that was a very good reason. But then you also said that you kind of love Saquon Barkley.
I don't know how you could hear that audio and not think, gosh, that dude is a great leader and a really good teammate.
All right, Alex. So he loves their star player, loves their owner. Now, apparently he loves their coach as well. Corey, tell me who the best coach in the NFL is and why you think it's Nick Sirianni.
I don't think that he's the – I guess he did win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So you do have to kind of consider that he, at the moment, no team has beaten his team since he won the Super Bowl.
Is Nick Sirianni a top five coach in the league?
Hold on real quick. I need to know what's going on 75 South. If anybody has an answer to what's going on 75 South, please let me know.
Closed
it's been closed down at Fitzhugh at Hall for since the show started. And right now, Kevin, there's a helicopter flying over. I don't know exactly what is going on over there, but it is closed down and everybody. So if you're going 75 south, down at Hall is where it stops.
Is it Haskell?
Haskell and Hall, yeah. Sirianni is a very good coach that just won a Super Bowl. That's where I'll leave it, Kevin.
Okay. So let's get to the story.
And he's very good at getting those guys in that locker room to all rally around each other and buy in.
And now Nick Sirianni said, with all the focus on it, they're going to have to get even better at the tush push. He said, I'm excited about being able to continue to grow that play. We have a lot of work to do to continue that success. Corey, just admit it. You love Nick Sirianni.
I don't love Sirianni, but I do like this. Hey, we were really good at something that nobody could stop. And guess what? Everybody out there wanted to come stop us.
Yeah.
Everybody out there was like, y'all are, we got to get rid of this. There has to be a rule against it because we don't know how to stop it. And the league was like, well, we're not going to vote for it. And Sirianni goes, awesome. Awesome. Then guys, let's get better at it.
Yeah.
And that's terrifying, dude. That is terrifying. But at the same time, don't you want a coach like that?
I do.
Don't you want a coach that's like, I am going after it right now. And that's the way he is, man. He is 100% all gas all the way. Now, sometimes it's annoying as F. It really is.
Yeah, Alec, I just want to recap the last perhaps 25 hours. He loves things that the coach is saying. He loves things that the star player is saying, and he loves things that the owner is doing. Does it sound like Corey low-key, maybe not low-key, loves the Philadelphia Eagles?
You know what? I'm starting to think that he kind of enjoyed it when Mike would start going, "Ee, hey!" Yeah, I think you secretly liked it.
Alec, I appreciate that effort. I can say I respect when winners win. And I got to respect that they know how to win right now. I have to respect that.
From the 469, this feels a little high. After listening to KNC for the past 30 years.
We've only known each other for 19.
I finally like Corey for coming over to the Eagles.
I'm not going to be an Eagles fan. Mm. However, would I like my team to be a little more like that sometimes?
Mm.
Not necessarily everything, but sometimes. Do I want my fans punching horses? No, we punch cattle here in Texas.
Oh,
that's an old term, Kevin.
Yeah. Well, there's definitely some old terms involving cattle that we probably shouldn't use anymore.
But yeah, man. No, I mean, again, this is a coach that just said they couldn't stop it. Now they can't even stop us from having it in the game. So let's be better at it.
So somebody threw out an answer already to the question, dark horse MVP candidates. And so I've decided to define that as folks outside the top five.
Okay.
So the top five betting odds right now are Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, and Jaden Daniels. So let's say outside of those top five. And the first answer that I saw somebody send in was Jordan Love. We can talk about Jordan Love for sure, but I also wanted to throw in there, I can't help but think Travis Hunter. The reason being, the Jags were terrible. Let's say Travis Hunter does get a bit more of a run. The Jags win their division, and he has like 9 receiving touchdowns and 4 interceptions.
Okay.
Or something like that. I do wonder if people will be so in awe of a more two-way player that we've seen in a long time, that they would be like, I don't know, man. The Jags turned out really good. Trevor Lawrence is still fine. But this Travis Hunter kid.
Yeah, he turns out to be that dude.
There's pretty lengthy odds, but
Jaden Daniels is the one that I would pick out of that group.
No. Remember I said the top five.
Oh, my apologies.
You can't pick Jaden Daniels.
I want to pick Jaden.
It's not allowed. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Jaden Daniels are all off the list.
I'll choose Patrick Mahomes. Am I really trying to irritate you right now?
I'm surprised. I just assumed you'd pick Jalen Hurts. He's not in the top five. You love the Eagles.
Is Saquon?
He's the defense. Saquon's not in the top five. Of course not. He's a running back. But like, so some of the options, Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah.
Saquon Barkley. Jared Goff. Justin Herbert. Clearly, I don't support that. Jalen Hurts.
Herbert?
Look, man, Justin Herbert, I think still to this day has gotten more of a coast off of his talent alone and achieving very little than anybody else.
I'm with you. I'm right there with you. I expected a lot more from what I was watching, and I have not gotten the payoff from it yet with Justin Herbert.
And by the way, we'll check again because I continue to see these today. I know we got a lot of them yesterday. For people who are having issues with the app, we'll look back into that because we got a lot of that as the show came to a close yesterday. We've gotten a ton of it today, so we will see what we can do about that. All right, let's jump from that to Kirk Cousins. So another person that you used to dislike and now you love. Kirk Cousins.
I still dislike him.
Okay. Why did you like what he said? I'm just trolling you about liking Kirk Cousins.
Because he said we're moving forward.
And it's about how we as a team and as a quarterback room can be the best we can in 2025.
I can say everything I want about the way I think he plays the game.
Okay? Sure.
And I've watched a lot of him playing the game in what I thought was a poor way. There looked to be some cowardice at times. And then there were some other times where you're like, man, what a beautiful throw. He can throw it, like he can spin it with the best of them.
Yeah.
But off the field is a dude that's never believed in himself and always thought that existed. But I can never take away that every team he was on, the team seemed to love him and they thought he was a team player. Did they think he was a great quarterback? No. But they thought he was a great teammate and team player. And he exemplified that there with this statement of, Michael Penix came in and has taken over my job.
He definitely didn't say it like that.
And I'm willing to move forward with this. And you know what? He understands the league. Somebody might get hurt. I might get traded. Michael might get hurt. And I might get the starting job back again. So I better be ready for that. And that's where his focus needs to be instead of emotionally all turned about it.
So many things in that sentence. All right. Do you wish we lived in a media world where Aaron Rodgers apparently being married got less attention than Myles Garrett, who loves football and loves sacking quarterbacks to add them to his graveyard?
Did you know that was a thing?
Yes. But he said, I think it's a good opportunity to put him in the graveyard. Now, look, I realize without the context, that sounds bad. But aren't you way more interested in the sack quarterback graveyard than Aaron Rodgers is married?
I didn't know Aaron Rodgers got married, nor did I care.
Well, the only reason I know is because a reporter literally asked him yesterday, is that a wedding ring? And he goes, yes, it is.
And then just left it at that.
Just kind of moved on.
Who's
Mike Florio wrote like 8 stories about it, I'm sure. But
the Myles Garrett thing, Kevin, I did not know he had a graveyard. And did we talk about this before and I just missed it?
It's really
funny to have that on his property.
Yeah.
That he has that. And that's a creative motivator, too.
For sure.
Every day he's got to wake up and look at that graveyard and go, let's go add another one to it. I like it.
Like the Undertaker. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's go back to Rangers Twins, the offensive explosion, and who is the most deserving Rangers All-Star. Next on The Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.